Welcome back to City Break. I'm your Goblin Master Jared Voss. Going to join me are Lily Percival, Campbell Duffy, and Olivia Rose McCain. Crazy episode, y'all.
Holy shit.
Wild.
Oh my God.
I'm in shock right now, I think.
Me too.
That was insane.
So much happened.
So much happened.
So much happened.
So much happened.
So much
happened. Was everyone on a Pegasus?
Yeah.
Even Margie's dad?
Yep. I don't know if I mentioned. I don't think I mentioned him, but yeah.
You didn't, but it wasn't the time to ask. Oh my God.
Jesus.
But what about Cherry? Disappeared?
Disappeared. Apple.
Apple.
Disappeared.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I do that every time.
What?
Oh my God. Wait, so, okay, you got Deus Ex Machina'd.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that's something that we'll have to deal with next episode.
So you, what I thought was going to happen is that we were going to fly out on Theodrix's back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I thought, but I liked the like energy thing better than like if he had like a physical scaly manifestation.
Yeah.
I loved that he was pure energy
Me too. Like
shattered everything, but then the explosions weren't even timed. I mean, he literally brought you back from unconsciousness. Like it was.
No, she was still unconscious.
Yeah, it was incredible. But like the explosions weren't him.
Yeah, there's.
Oh, yeah.
There's somebody else.
That was something else.
When we crushed the crystal, was that the drastic escape plan?
Oh.
Maeve and Buddy's like cell were already planning this like thing, and it's like, okay, in the most desperate event, like,
oh,
we have this
up.
Planted and we'll blow it up with you still inside.
I don't know. I think this lady has something to do with it.
What lady?
The lady that shut
the gate that I opened.
It was
to
like
Theodrix.
A shining
with the explosion.
And you guys didn't see that. That was just in Estes.
I know. Pocket. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was
Tara.
Yeah. Or like, remember the woman
She's
from your dream?
Not dead. Yeah, there was also the redheaded woman from my dream.
It could be her.
Yeah.
And we don't know who that was, but it's like Tara and Tara's mom are both important.
We don't know if it was her mom.
I know.
Tara's ancestor.
But yeah. Also like, well, I just am remembering that like that memory that you had where like Tara was looking for her mom. Remember?
Yeah.
That seems important. Are the only people who have like a twin soul the red and blue dragon? Like, has anyone?
No, it was described to y'all as like a thing that happens.
What if somebody had a twin soul with Ruidon? Like the original silver dragon.
That's what I thought too.
And then like they like reached like godlike power. That seemed like a godlike power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially to appear in my pocket.
Yeah. And the only person like, that we've met who's more powerful than Theodrix is
exactly.
Ruidon.
Mm-hmm. That's why I thought it was.
And she said, don't let him push you around. Remember?
Yeah.
Or something to that effect. And now Beans has sick ass sickles.
Sickles.
Yeah.
I like that because they're like, you're like a reaper.
Mm-hmm.
You're like
mm-hmm.
bringing death, maybe.
I was sobbing over pork chop this whole episode.
Pork chop killed me.
Pork chop.
Me too. Here's the thing. Once I started crying a little bit, then my objective changed to all you other fuckers are going to cry at this table.
Oh my God. You started saying some crazy shit. Started getting so
started
little
wild.
Tiny the little tiny Beans voice that you use when he gets sad. Oh my God. It gets me every time.
Small bean
voice. I'm like,
yeah. At one point we really crossed a threshold and Campbell was like really crying.
I couldn't stop crying.
That's a sign of a good episode.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I think that's what he would do in the moment. Just like get it off. Try to get it off of him.
Yeah.
I did not see that coming. That was a fair. When you were like, who else knows your name? I was like, damn.
Who else?
That's good.
How did we not think of that?
Because that's just his name.
Yeah.
Beans back.
I guess, but like.
I guess, well, I didn't really hit on
that. Stupid.
There was one time that I said, gotta get Beans back.
And we were like, what?
What?
I did not. It did not click for me. I'll be honest.
Yeah. Well, I was not expecting.
I knew that it was vague enough.
Yeah.
No, it was good. It was well done.
Well, and also like that goes to Apple's, like, I think she mentioned trials that like you would have to undergo trials and the whole like, did you know about this? And she was like, I told you.
And now you only have
what would you have
what would you have done if I got a nat 20 on the strength to get the barbs off?
You wouldn't have taken them off.
I know.
You would have learned something about them.
Okay, cool.
Well,
I was like maybe I can get one arm and then Beans will have one sick ass metal arm. Like Bucky. I got a 19. So close.
I'm not saying I want to kill Apple, but
the fact that she knew and didn't tell you.
Yeah.
Up. And the now that, and she, now the like, fact that you, well, but Apple had hers removed. We know that you can get them off somehow.
Yeah.
Cause Apple had, like, she had them and now they're gone.
Yeah. Oh. Seemed as though like a trial thing.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, I don't know, maybe Porkchop is just more susceptible or Porkchop failed or,
Apple. Porkchop just keeps like disobeying. He keeps like not doing shit to the fullest until that's why they keep being used.
I would think that Apple has proved that she's like more valuable in other capacities. Like either gathering information or using magic or something that doesn't involve being Porkchop skills.
Being obedient, probably, yeah.
Just like following whatever they tell her to do.
Do we want to start at the beginning? Okay, so.
How long was that shit?
Yeah, this episode started silly.
It was like 2.5 hours.
It almost ended silly if the glue would work.
Break it into two.
Yeah. So, okay. So, the roll to shut the door. The roll to shut the door. I was kind of wishing that you didn't. Because I was planning on doing this, like, river encounter where, like, the hands are, like, suffocating y'all and y'all are being, and y'all were gonna, y'all split yourselves up, kind of, but they were gonna split y'all up.
That would have been awesome. And I wish I had gotten good on the leader, good on the mage hand, because that's just fucking funny.
Yeah, it would have been silly.
I think the mage hand is the chosen one, but then, like, boom. Drowning.
Yeah.
Ugh, I totally it would have been the wrong one.
It would have been weird. It would have been like the hands are like in y'all's mouths and like passing y'all along, but like suffocating you like you're being trampled. And then it was gonna be
pus burst.
Yeah, the pus burst.
Do you think that we would have like gotten this far? We had done that? Because that's like a whole encounter. I feel like we kind of like wrapped those hands up and
the whole thing would have
been... What I love about Robini is that she's a coward.
Y'all would have gone different ways and learned different things. So it was like one way... And y'all were going to... So what was going to happen was y'all were going to do like a drowning encounter. Mm-hmm. And I like tweaked some rules on that. So it's your con plus one is how many like minutes you can last. Mm. But I changed it to like rounds just for funsies. So it was like... I think Beans and Essa were going to have, I want to say 3 or 4 rounds that they didn't need to make like a con save to not like suffocate. But then you were going to have to make dex saving throws to like get your head above like the water basically.
Yeah.
And then if you succeeded on 2 dex saves, you were going to get out of the stream and then you would be somewhere. And we were all going to, once everyone was out, we were going to roll a d4 to see what group you're with. So you would have been split up with a Crimson Brother, one of the members of the team, and then like someone else. That one would have been fun, but you know, I was like, I really wanted to give it like, it could be either or.
The dice are telling the story.
Yeah, yeah. That's the other thing. I wanted to give it a little bit more agency. As the groups, you would have probably faced either Apple by yourselves or Briar Knight by yourselves. Somebody would have learned something about what the explosions were. Mm. That was kind of like, that would have been like a kind of thing. And then, what else was there? There was a way. Oh, and then somebody else would have found, I think I named his like Aesir, as I named Margie's dad. I forgot.
Whoa, that's a badass name.
Thank you. Y'all would have found Aesir and Priscilla. And then y'all would have converged somewhere.
Damn. Remember when you named those brothers Snap,
Crackle, and Pop?
That was crazy of you.
Yeah. I was saying before off mic that I was trying to name them earlier. And they're the Crimson Brothers. And I was going to name them different versions of Crimson. So I looked up like different versions of Crimson. So like there was like Glory, Oxblood, and like Azrael or something.
That's how I was like, and then I was imagining them being like, Our father, Mr. Crimson.
That's how they were in my mind. And then I was like, that's not like fun though. Like it's cool, but it's like, I want it to be like a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
I just wanted, I knew this was going to be a heavy episode. So I was like,
yeah, the Crimson Brothers couldn't be serious.
I'll have them fun.
Yeah. Grown up.
Yeah, it just would have been too heavy and too, like...
I like that they all sucked. They were just... Yeah. They all fucking sucked.
Yeah. It's funny because whenever the Weaselbee kids were like, oh, we were with those guys. What did they say? Did they say they were jerks?
Or yeah, I think they were like, they were jerks. They were mean. They sucked.
I feel like it's funny if they say they sucked and we assumed, oh, they're bullies.
Yeah.
And then it's like, in reality, the Weaselbee kids were just like, they were really incompetent.
They were just sucked like ass.
Y'all's Brimstone boys were like incompetent and dumb and silly, but they were like, they had at least a slightly redeemable qualities of like goofy, silly, but like himbo dumb.
What I will say of our Brimstone boys with along the himbo lines is they were brave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They helped us in the dance battle, which like isn't really an actual you know, questing skill. I mean, apparently it is questing skill.
Hey, you have to be brave for dance.
It doesn't say much for the Brimstone curriculum. But like when it came down to it, we were rescuing Greg and we were all doing what we needed to do and we were embracing the danger.
Yeah.
And the Crimson Brothers and Bro Weenie are like a perfect match.
Yeah.
Because they're all cowards.
Yeah.
But I like that about Bro Weenie because it's like, I don't want to fight you. I want you to run away and get out of my business right now. And she did.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bro Weenie.
I think it was a vibe of like, fuck this. Like, I don't give a shit.
But also, Bro Weenie.
These guys suck.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, like, y'all have like a big, large, like, orcish woman who looks like she could fuck me up. Yeah,
like a full adult. But also, Bro Weenie, and especially, like, Bailey and Ren, it's like, okay, the worst thing that they did, honestly, only Bro Weenie, was, like, a mean high school girl.
Yeah.
We have got corrupt government officials and eternities in hell to deal with.
Yeah.
Bro Weenie, you have got to head on out.
Well,
I'm rooting for you that you will not be mean. I have got to save my attacks for people who are out to kill me.
There's got to be a little bit. I want like a little bit more separation of like the high school like danger and drama, and then like the real world. Holy shit. And I thought about, like, merging them. That's kind of why they were there. But then I was like, well, they don't know who y'all are right now. And then they found out. But then also, it's like, they don't really care. They don't want to get wrapped up in this shit. It's like, all right, y'all are taking this way too serious. See ya.
Yeah,
if y'all want to get to the cells, all right, sure.
Since they don't know, if they just think, like, oh, we're also out on a quest, like, and they saw us taking it that seriously.
Yeah.
They're like, damn.
It's like, this is kind of embarrassing.
Fucking cringe weirdos.
I don't know. It isn't surprising that like, I took school projects really seriously. But I feel like it's that energy when you see someone doing like, they're doing like a full production of Hamlet as like their extra credit or whatever. And you're like,
they're like dressed up for it.
Yeah. Yes.
And you're like,
they only had to do like half of the to be monologue of the soliloquy, and then they like dressed up and did all of it.
Full
Shakespearean dress.
It's just that energy of like they saw us walk in, like of like we're on a quest too, and just being like, okay, guys,
y'all fought like a giant hand, you got pussed on, and then they were like, you bit a guy's finger off, and they were like,
that was awesome.
Okay, I just think it's so funny. Like,
all I needed was like one slight nod from Campbell and I was like, I bite it off.
Which is so easy to like the like high school girl or like high school person anything of like, y'all are like, we're fucking riding on Pegasuses. We are infiltrating this like base. We just ran from these disembodied hands. And then these girls see y'all and they're like, cringe.
Yeah.
No! No! I'm cool! I'm so cool!
I'm cool, I'm not cringe!
You guys wouldn't believe the shit we've been through today!
Fuck.
We're cool!
Oh, you know where I bet they went? Back to their airship!
Well, no, they had a mission, which was to guard the cell. Well,
but they gave up. They
just
left.
She just said we didn't see you. Like,
yeah.
Went off to go guard another section of the cells.
But yeah, what the fuck did we do to their ship?
Also, it was like,
we did a lot to it.
The whole, like, they still have a quest thing, it's like, I'll take a fucking C. Like, I guarded it for, like, all day. Like,
we go on a quest, like, every day.
And then also, it's like, it got bombed. So they're like, oh, well, like, we can't really do anything about that. Like, you know.
Hey, I think we're getting an A on this quest.
The building was bombed, so you
Well, you guys delivered the eggs.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
our quest
fulfilled.
Easy. Y'all got it done immediately.
The fact that we're going to prison? I don't know.
We're not going to prison. The people who would put us in prison have unfortunately fallen into the abyss.
So true.
I think it's funny to think about Kurd being like, he's screwed. He's out of a job and he's fucked.
Well, now he's dead.
Oh, no, he's not.
Okay, for sure.
Do you remember like when
he's falling through the abyss?
Like when Emperor Palpatine and Darth Maul like fell down those tubes?
Yeah.
Same energy.
Same energy.
Same energy. If you fall into a big hole, you're gonna be fine.
Yeah.
Esther's dad is gonna get a letter that's like, Kurd has like passed away or whatever. Like, Kurd is fucking dead. And my dad is gonna write back, no, he didn't. He is expected on Monday. And Kurd's gonna show up.
Oh, if he does not show up for work on Monday,
no, he didn't.
He's fired.
And his dad would be like, no, sick. Like, if you better be dead if you don't show up for work.
Yeah. If you are dead, you are still expected within 24 hours.
Must
be
there.
Okay, so then.
Y'all get past them and then y'all go into the cells where it like gets slowly darker.
Oh yeah, what did we hear?
So basically what that was, it was like she had cast like darkness on herself.
Yeah.
And she was just like kind of slowly walking with you all. And then until it got dark, the sound was like the Nat 20 was like her climbing over the edge to grab Margie. And then like Priscilla was Priscilla, you guys found out, like, which I didn't even mean to be like sus. And then whenever I was like, a voice calls out, that was the only way that made sense in my head. I was like, but then y'all would still be like on edge.
I thought it was going to be, the reveal was going to be that it wasn't her.
Yeah.
And the only reason we knew that was because of Nat 20. Like, that's why I thought you said it that
the
way.
The Nat 20 was purely like, of Apple.
Oh.
Like, that's why I kind of was like, there's a choice you can make of like, there's just kind of weird sound that happened.
The other thing I was going to do was just like Scorching Ray, wherever the sound came from.
Yeah. That would have started a fight in that moment. Mm.
That's the other thing I was weighing, was starting a fight with her.
How many different ways this episode could have gone. I know that's always the case because, like, it's Dungeons and Dragons.
Well,
yeah. But, like, this episode specifically felt like a choose-your-own-adventure. Yeah. It's always choose-your-own-adventure.
To be, like, 100% honest, there is many times where there's, like, the false sense of choice where it's, like, y'all have two choices. And if you choose this one, then y'all are going to get to a point where it's like, that's like Baldur's Gate is a great example.
Yeah.
It's like Baldur's Gate gives you the illusion of choice and that it's like, you can do all these different things. The thing that changes is how people interact with you, with how people remember you, like the Walking Dead game with how all those Telltale games, it's how people interact with you and how they remember you is the big change. And then sometimes there are like big deviations in the story, but in the end, you're gonna get to a similar ending point or like similar arc some point. This episode was one that I was like, I'm gonna really try to give a little bit more agency to y'all and to the dice so that there could be different things that happened. I did have like an apple fight planned if y'all did that.
Here's the thing, apple fight's still on the table
at some point.
I'm down to fight her.
Me too. I gotta figure out what the fuck's going on.
Apple fight would just be awesome because I think she's such a cool character.
I think she'll kick our ass.
Who cares? It'll be cool.
Me, the person who's going to get their ass kicked.
And then y'all get them, and then Apple takes Margie.
Oh.
Runs away.
I knew that. The minute it was there, I was like, Margie's done for.
The fact that I wasn't holding her hand.
I know. Well,
that was another thing. I was like, oh, fuck, what if?
I should have used the reaction, like when it was like, what do you do? I should have been like, I should have told you to grab Margie, but hey.
It's going to make a really good scene next episode, so it's okay. But yeah, Sawyer's definitely feeling a lot of regret and panic. And
hey, isn't Sawyer excited that I ran after her?
Yes, definitely. I just think that she's so upset with herself for letting Margie, like, for like not keeping an eye on her, for letting it happen.
My ideal like wish was y'all get the River of Hands, y'all get split up, and then Beans and Margie get put together, and then y'all get on the path that Apple, and there were like, this would have taken a couple
things. There are so many things that would have had,
and
to
then
happen.
Y'all face Apple, and then like Apple fucks you up and is like, I can kill her and you, or you can let me take her, as like kind of like a last choice thing, but because she was offering you the choices before she did anything.
Yeah.
And then it would be like after y'all fight, and if she fucks you up, then it would have been like one last choice, and then it would have been like you could have been given the opportunity to be like, I did all I could. Margie got taken. And also Apple probably would have given you like some kind of benefit. She would have let you in on what's going on. She would have told you a little bit more. You probably could have asked her like a question and she would have answered.
Bold of you to assume I wouldn't have chosen die.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, never count Olivia out to choose die. That would have been fun for the tension between Beans and Sawyer.
Yeah, I feel like you would not have.
It's like someone mentioned in the Discord, it's like if Margie gets disappeared, and then in this case, obviously, like we knew it wasn't Beans' fault. But if that had happened, it's like Sawyer and Esther could have just assumed you took the deal.
Yeah,
like,
That's absolutely what Sawyer would assume.
Yeah.
Sorry. But I still think that there's a lot of like, I don't know, like interesting dynamics to explore there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing that happens is Beans runs down and then finds Porkchop in the room with Governor Frey.
Rip.
I want to kill him so bad.
Governor Frey was talking about...
We're so bad at questioning people.
What was the first thing he said when Beans came in the room?
He mentioned, like, I wanted to see my creation in a field test.
Yeah.
So, like, is the creation is the Briar Knight in a field test?
So, I don't want to give any of the, but, like, y'all can learn this.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
It just sounded like Governor Frey was, like, collecting.
What do y'all think?
I don't know. It sounded like he was, like, collecting, because he said that Beans was, like, oh, another one for the collection.
Yeah. And, also had, like, the barbs and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, what I thought was so crazy is, to me, this was a reveal. I just assumed Beans' dad was engineering the Briar Knights somehow. I mean, obviously, he is not the engineer.
So did I.
But, like, he was controlling them. He was creating them. And I did not see the pork chop thing coming. I thought that they were constructs.
Like, yeah, that's what I thought.
Or, like, I thought that there were beings trapped inside. But, like, I don't know, in some other fucked up way that wasn't his own kids.
No, I thought he was just a total construct.
But I thought that it was, like, what we learned about, like, the leg dislocation.
Oh,
Penelope,
yeah.
Penelope in the gym.
Yeah.
Pork chop, Penelope. We should have seen this coming.
It's all coming together.
Yeah, that's why it was Penelope.
Holy shit.
For
okay.
P.
I just got that. Anyway, so like the fact that it's Governor Frey, is it like, okay, so is Governor Frey working with Hell, or has Governor Frey captured also, an asset of Hell?
Yeah.
Like, does Beans' dad know that this is happening?
Apple was working with him. She was in the same room.
Yeah.
She brought Margie to him.
But it was clearly... they each were getting something out of it. It was clearly a deal where they have no loyalty to each other.
It was like Apple needed Margie and Governor Frey needed something from Apple. And like, it was just the trade kind of.
It seemed like both Governor Frey and Apple wanted Githyanki's, like, because they had Margie's dad. And but they both want to be able to like open splits in the planes.
But it's like, God, take Beans back. Like Governor, was that him breaking through? And saying, gotta take Beans back, like, somewhere, maybe he'll be safe somewhere else. He wasn't on a mission from Governor Frey to
Beans somewhere. Apple was on a different mission and than the Briar Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought that the Briar Knight was on a mission from Beans' dad to bring Beans either back. Well, that's why I was confused, because I was like, he's never been to Hell, right? So it's like back to where he grew up.
I thought it was.
So now it's like... I don't know. Is Governor Frey working with Hell, or is he working against Hell and stealing their
stores? I think it's, you can say he's working with Hell because he was working with Apple. And,
Because
he was working with Hell.
Yeah. You're right.
That's that. You can safely assume that.
Yeah.
But then he and Apple seemed equal power, but like they each had different things that the other person needed. Or is it like, is he controlling, like, has he done this to her and has power over her?
I think maybe at one point, right? She has the scars on her arm.
She has the scars. So it's like at some point he was controlling her.
But I feel like at this point she has a lot of free will.
I know. Just like, how did she get it? I love the interaction we had of like the like showing her the glue. Like I really like her, but Sawyer doesn't. So that's why I flipped her off. I was like, I can't be getting silly.
Yeah.
On a stealth mission with Apple. It's like, she's trying to take Margie. I can't, you know.
I glue him. I'm gluing him.
God, Lily was a bit hysterical in the glue moment.
Yeah.
I wanted to glue him.
I wanted you to.
Dare I say, I needed to glue him.
I must glue this man. There was moments where she was mouthing the words, I have to glue him to me, so frantically. And I was like, it's not happening. The fact that what was your argument? Oh, he went back on his deal, so that's why I should have advantage to glue him.
For Cherry to let me.
Apple!
You're the one who named them two red fruits.
Yeah, and I can keep them apart.
Ugh. Yeah.
All cherries are red.
Like, that was the reason that I, like, did not give you disadvantage.
So.
Green apples.
What do you mean?
Prove yourself.
Orange
what
apples.
What do you mean not all cherries?
Okay. Yellow
They're
apples.
Not. There's yellow cherries.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I did skip. I can't stop talking about the glue. I'm going to be talking about it for the rest of my life. I know that you wanted it to work out, too. It's just that the dice were in charge
They're
this
the
episode.
Yeah.
We,
And they frowned on me and my glue plans.
Well, but think about when it will work, when it works, it'll be so satisfying.
That's true.
Like when your 97th use of Angel Dust works.
Interesting.
Yeah. Exactly.
We should have Angel Dusted him.
I had a crazy thought one night.
You should pay what I am due.
What was it?
And I was like, I think I might get drawn and quartered if I did that.
You've been really into the drawing quarter thing.
And it was...
Everybody's talking about drawing and quartering lately. I think Brittany Broski made
it was. It was.
Yeah.
It was Brittany Broski.
And I'm not hating on her. I'm just saying, like, I liked it before it was cool.
It's in the zeitgeist. I'm going to say this and y'all are going to be like, I would have killed you. I was like, what if, like, Governor Frey used angel powder on them?
I actually would have quit the show.
I know. I know. I know. I had that thought late one night.
I actually think if you'd said that, like, oh, he uses angel dust, I actually think the response you would have gotten from us was, like, silence.
Because, like, that is such, like, a blatant, like, fuck you.
I would have been like, oh, you're not even going to give me another use of this thing that I obviously will never succeed on.
All of our Discord fans, like, would have risen up.
I would have been kicked off the show.
Marched to Texas to draw and quarter you.
And then we would all march to LA and have a court hearing.
God.
Wow.
At Dungeon Court again.
I had that thought and then I just laughed.
We would have stoned you to death.
There's no way.
I love that, like, that was your like impulsive thought. You know what I mean?
Just because, like, that would be fucking crazy. Like,
you do that, we're done.
Yeah, I know. Like, I was like, I don't think, like, I think Olivia would, like, actually hate me. Because that's...
Yeah.
But for the reaction, I don't know, the reaction that would have gotten.
Oh, my
God. You do that, it reaches beyond
the D&D table. It does. Up on the table screaming. Like, I would have been, like, scuttling around your house.
Crawling up the walls.
Yeah, I was like, I would have gotten
hanging
fucking,
from the ceiling.
Yeah, spider powers. Yeah. I would have been like...
That's one of my lines of, like... You cannot cross that. It's like, that's a hard stop. That is a hard stop. No,
I'd be like,
no DM using angel powder.
You guys have to leave my home. I have to have a serious discussion with Jared.
And you all may not see him ever again.
We step outside the door and all we hear is just like, boom, boom.
and then me leaving with a suitcase. No, me leaving with like a stick and a little handkerchief with my stuff.
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
Like a little bread and cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go and hop on a railroad car.
And your giant iPad. Train.
Yeah.
With my big iPad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny with your
big God.
iPad.
No, I just
big
thought
ass
about that.
iPad.
Somebody draw that, please. Jared and his little runaway stick.
Hey, the people have noticed your iPad's making a difference.
I know. They were like, I don't know what powers I got them.
Organization.
That's very true.
The people are loving the iPad. Sorry, we're still, like, going in order. Who cares?
No, that's fine. I mean, we can get back on track. Well, next thing was the scene, the flashback that Beans had. I've had that planned for months. I've known.
Good. Well, because did you know that was the truth whenever Beans crawled into his hand for the first time, or was it inspired by that?
So I knew that the Briar Knight was pork chop.
Yeah, I mean
then.
Specific memory.
Specific that? No, that was
decision.
That's been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to, like, make that up.
I was
of,
being
like,
sarcastic
lifting
earlier.
Him up.
Someone draw that. Mm-hmm. Okay, Crump. Okay, I know you. I know what you're doing. You're working on your drawing of Jared and his stick and his big ass iPad. Crumple it up.
Scrap it.
Blank canvas. I need the pork chop drawing.
The pork chop.
I need
beans.
It to be. I need two frames. I need beans. I need beans standing in the Briar Knight's hand, and I need baby beans standing in pork chop's hand
on the bunked beds.
On the bunked beds.
The bunked beds.
That was so good.
That was so good. I wasn't even like when you were like, oh, you're like your siblings are there, and I was like, pork chop. I didn't. I like.
I know. And also,
I had no idea.
I chose pork chop. Because pork chop, you chose back in, I think, episode 8, you told Bailey to contact pork chop and Cherry. And it's like, funny enough, pork chop's the one that's coming after you.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I probably said that because pork chop is the funniest name for a cat.
Yeah.
It's the funniest name.
It's like, it makes him sound really sweet.
Yeah.
Makes him sound like sweet and dumb.
Well, I knew I was inspired because I knew a horse named Pork Chop.
Oh.
And it was really funny. Oh. And she was, like, really fat and sweet and
love.
Yeah.
Kind of sassy. But.
But
I imagine Pork Chop like a big, like, black Norwegian forest cat. You know how pretty mm-hmm. they're so big mm-hmm. and fluffy.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
I've had that image in my head for a while. Like, I know that, like, that was when I wanted Beans to, like, have his big moment of, like, we got Beans' backstory. We got Beans' like emotion moment. We got Beans' like leveling up with the dagger.
Yeah, wow.
which we can get into that if you want. That was the thing that I was like, I wanted to like give Beans something that's cool, but also there's going to be some like mechanics with that we'll have to flesh out.
Yeah.
Because like that is like kind of an entity and its own big thing.
That was cool. It was kind of like you could be extra powerful, but it might burn your rage.
Yeah. So the barbs were burning his rage. There's some stuff with the sickles now. Now mm-hmm. they're sickles that we didn't really get to.
Yeah.
Just because the fight was weird.
The two weapons you showed us, the first one, like really reminded me of your dad's weapon. Of like, mm-hmm. I think that they would have a similar fighting style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of like the it's like a razor, right? Like yeah, not like a.
It's kind of
what are razors from?
I don't know. It's like a scythe, but like on a chain. It's like a.
But it's like a whip that's like a sword. What's that book?
I don't know.
So I guess I'll say it right here. Exclusive study break. So for
Red Rising.
For the sickles specifically, I want those to be like each round your rage gets like stronger as you give more into hell.
Yeah.
And you'll get like more buffs and like you'll do more damage with those sickles each round. But then like if you burn out, then it'll be like a save. But if you burn out, your rage will end and like you'll take some kind of debuff.
Yeah.
But also now you have these briars on you that can burn you out or put you into a rage. Yeah. So that was something else. I was like, I wanted to put Beans into some shit because I don't know if Beans was in some like cool like story shit that we can go into. So I wanted to give you some things that we can like overcome.
Were you expecting that?
No.
That was awesome.
The only thing I was expecting was Jared had told me like weeks ago to like pick a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I had those pictures. But that was all like I knew. I didn't know. I mean, I did put two and two together that it was going to be that dagger.
Yeah. What did you see on my screen before we played? You said you saw something.
Briar Knight fight.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
I thought I also had in big bold letters on my computer, blowing up the tower. If they close the door.
Size 72. No.
Blowing up the tower.
The like Briar Knight fight title was so big that like
I
couldn't like not see it when I glanced at the computer on accident.
Oh my God.
But it was also, it wasn't a spoiler because it was like.
It's going to happen.
Probably. Yeah. Like, I didn't know anything, but I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Like but, neon.
Is your dad's weapon a scythe on a chain or is it a...
In my mind, it's like
a whip.
The sword that's a whip. It's
it
can like extend and like be a whip with like razors on it. And then he can like turn it into like sword.
In Red Rising, like those are the weapons. That
really?
Like instead of lightsabers, basically.
That's dope.
It's like that's what they use. Like it can straighten out or it can... So they have a whole like kind of...
That's... Yeah.
Not flourishy, but like they have a whole different fighting style based on it.
Yeah.
And they're called razors.
Dope.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It was like it's like a mix between like a flail and a scythe was the other thing I was looking at. It had like a handle and a chain and then
you could like throw it around and like swing it.
That would seemed be cool. Cool, but it seemed not.
I like the way you described your two little scythes though as being just like the way you hold them, they're just like longer claws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something you already
whenever
do.
You were like whenever you showed us both and I was like, oh, I thought the first one was cool because like you and your dad's fighting style could mirror each other. But then I was like, oh, the second one is like an extension of your claws.
Like a velociraptor.
Yeah.
I do have a question.
Yes.
Was the sword that he was throwing, would it be considered a missile by a ranged weapon attack?
I don't think you'd be able to deflect it. Deflect missile.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're sure that I couldn't reduce my damage and then catch it and throw it back?
I mean, we could have seen. You could have convinced me. That would be cool.
Catching it and throwing it back is such a cool thing to do.
One day.
I need to shoot more stuff at you. I'll do more stuff.
You don't have to.
I
need to because you're a monk and you deserve that. Because I play monks and I'm like, no one ever shoots shit at
Nobody
you.
Ever shoots an arrow at us.
I liked using my poison resistance.
Yeah. That was pretty dope. Oh, fuck. I wanted the hand to make y'all frightened, which you have advantage against that.
Yeah, you cannot. Actually.
Or you can't be frightened. One of those.
Yeah. Sawyer was feeling really scared this episode. Which is like, I literally have advantage against being frightened.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot. Like, a halfling will, like, look in the face of a dragon and not run. But, like, I was feeling so scared this whole episode, which was kind of, like, new for her.
Well, I think it's like fear of like yourself. It's like your advantage, like you have like halflings are like not scared themselves facing danger, but it's like those they care about.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a totally different story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I really did not know if we were going to find Margie. I thought that they would kill her dad or keep him. I didn't know. I thought we were going to have to leave Porkchop.
But he fell in the fucking abyss anyway.
It was a scary episode. But I was thinking about that specifically all episode. Is like, it's so interesting to play a character who like has advantage against being frightened when they are scared.
Mm-hmm. So y'all fight. And then Governor Frey finally gets Beans. That's a whole thing. Beans now has these fucking barbs just like attached to yourself, wrapped up
not
in them.
Not good.
So we're going to have to figure out how to get those off.
I did really think, I don't know, anytime in a piece of media that it's like a small thing, I don't know, a kid or somebody is like frantically trying to get something off of somebody is always so like, oh, you want to so bad, but there's nothing you could do. And then I really like the imagery of like Sawyer trying to get them off of me, but me trying to get them off of him.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I mean, the only thing I go to is like the Last of Us TV show whenever they get bit, when like Ellie and her quote unquote friend, her girlfriend, they get bit in the mall
and
they like see it and Ellie's like, no. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's so good. That shit hurts.
That's kind of what it felt. It was like, if you were getting like fully Beans' genuine reaction, there would have been a lot of like yelling and like full out crying and screaming. But I was like, I'm also in front of a mic at a table. And I was like, I don't want to do that.
I felt that this episode too. It's like, I would be crying and screaming, but I can't. One, nobody wants to listen to that.
Yeah, that's how I was like, nobody wants to hear that in their ears.
Exactly. Yeah. I imagine Esta, like when she casts her spells, like a tennis player, you know, they're like, she kind of like grunts with it. But I can't do that in a mic.
But I liked that imagery.
Me too.
Yeah.
But then Esther runs into Curd.
That was insane. That was one, like, I was like, no way. Of course she did. But I, at that point, I was so like,
The Esther reveal was so good with you setting her, with your line, and then Esther, like, exploding. I know. I'm so glad you didn't reveal it to him earlier.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love the idea that he like noticed a split second before things went to shit.
That's, oh, I think shit. That's exactly what happened.
Oh fuck.
It's like blue dragon and like mask gone, like hair
when the lightning
out
your mask away. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I didn't want Curd to know it was me. I don't know. I'm always thinking about the consequences of my actions. Like, I just didn't want him.
It would have been nice.
But I also didn't want him to just, like, whisk me away from the mission. Like, I was worried that if I, like, revealed myself, he would have just immediately been, like, grabbed me by the scruff of my neck and, like, taken me out.
The only person we've ever successfully captured and interrogated is Body Knock, and he kind of gave us nothing.
So true.
And then we let an older fatherly figure just kill him. We said, you actually got it.
That was, like, great, like, dad representation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that I at least got a lick in on, like, Governor Frey before
No, you were fucking him up.
Fucking died.
Yeah, you did fuck him up.
Yeah.
No, Heard doing... What
44.
He did four... He did 31. And so he did, like, 75 points of damage to me. It's insane.
That was... Well... The most insane part is when you guys are like, no, you have to do 88. I was like, no, you do not. Yeah. I was like, it is simply, you just have to get negative what your hit points are, and then you're done.
I think the double is like, if I was at full health and had gotten 88 points of damage,
then you'd be dead.
I think that's where that was coming from.
That was so that was
I should have just whipped my mask off as he like killed me.
It made a sick reveal.
Uh-oh.
Whoopsie.
Oh well.
It
burned off your face.
No, I should have done it after I hit Governor Frey.
Like on purpose, she should have.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know. I like the way it happened.
Okay, me too.
I
like both.
They're both really good.
My objective turned really hard into like, I'm gonna kill this fucking governor. I don't care. I don't care the consequences of my actions.
Question him?
That's why I didn't want to kill him.
I understood that for you, but I was like,
I should have just gifted the dragon him. I should have just done like 90 something points of damage.
But if you had gifted the dragon him, then you wouldn't have had enough power stored up. If you had Gift of the Dragon and used one, like, slot, then if you got knocked unconscious, you wouldn't have enough power stored up to, like, do what you did.
No, it was... So what happened wasn't, like, the power releasing. Theodrix was escape, like, was being let out. That was what was happening. That's like, yeah. He,
if
like,
I had
she...
Gifted the Dragon, I would have just had three pins by the time I saw him.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would have just would have been closer to letting him out. Yeah. Letting him out anyway.
Yeah. It's not like the literal pins are more power.
Power. It is like the release of Theodrix. Yeah. But so what y'all saw was Theodrix escaping. And that was like, and like the energy was going to like turn into like Esta felt herself changing and like turning into scales. Mm-hmm. And then y'all were seeing like the beginnings of the transformation. And then someone stopped it in that pocket plane and like pushed him back, closed the lock, like 8 pins, like resealed him.
Why didn't you Gift of the Dragon him? I was like wondering.
I thought I would have time to talk to him. I didn't realize Kurd was going to take me out.
Mm. To Governor Frey?
Yeah, I thought I would have time to talk to Governor Frey about what was going on. I thought we were going to be able to get information out of him.
And you thought that, like, Gift of the Dragon would kill him?
Yeah, I thought 97 points of damage would kill the man.
Well, you could just knock him out. But yeah, okay, anyway, that answers my question.
Because I was also like, if Governor Frey dies, I assume that maybe the Briar Knight shit.
I know, but what if it doesn't?
Well, then I feel like him dead is better than...
But he was giving, like... Not like mad scientist, but he was giving like my experiment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he was giving inventor. He was, and I was like, who are you?
Who are you,
Governor? I don't know. It didn't, I was like, you're like corrupt, like military.
I think we gotta leverage your reputation with this, Esta. I think we gotta get ahead on this story to your father.
You taught us about.
Like, we got to get ahead on this story and control the narrative here.
Okay.
Do you think he loves Governor Frey?
Sorry, can you expound upon that?
Governor Frey and Kurd attacked you and your friends.
Okay. Yeah.
And like, innocent Esta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, drug you into this situation to try to like frame you.
Yes.
To frame you against the other Ruidon.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hang on. I don't know. We're still workshopping it. But
okay. I like where you're going.
I think we should.
They wanted to push you to frame you as a villain.
Yep.
Because they were working with the Silver Crown. Then that kind of, we're making the Silver Crown look bad though.
But I'm curious if my dad knows that Governor Frey was working with Hel. It sounded like somebody asked some kind of question about like Lord Ruidon. You asked something about Lord Ruidon.
The Githyanki.
So I think my dad would be. I mean, I think Governor Frey is probably fucking dead now, falling into the abyss or some shit.
Yeah, right.
Well, don't say whatever. That. Here's so just fun. For like a little bit of like a bird's eye view on the situation. Apple was there for Margie. What was Kurd there for?
Yeah,
Priscilla.
Yeah.
And so like his job was complete. Her job was like basically complete there. And so he probably came to Cato as like on orders to find Priscilla and then, but like needed, and then like used the aid of Governor Frey. And then Governor Frey was like, hey, like I need your help with something. And like, you can use my resources if you let me use
your guy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Here's the story. So, they tried to hand you over to the hands of Hel because they were trying to double cross him with Hel.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. Okay. I think we need to fly to Astea. I think we need to get in the Southern Wind.
Splash pad.
And we're not going home. We're going to.
Yeah.
Estate in Astea.
I feel like.
Stormbreak.
I feel like.
My dad's not in Stormbreak. I'm sorry.
How do you know?
Because he lives in the capital.
I feel like going back to school after like even just the knowledge of like the government officials that we killed. We can't go home.
I know it's only been 4 days, but we have to drop out.
Yeah.
Sawyer we gotta get out of there.
Sawyer would never do that. She's getting her degree from Frogmont. Yeah. If she, like,
again,
her life depends on it.
There's gotta be some sort of insurance. It's like, oh, sorry. Sometimes the students get a little crazy and kill governors. Here's 500 WUG bucks.
He's like so not dead.
I hope he's dead, and I hope Porkchop just survives.
Guy and Lord Arathis in a room together. It's like, what are you to each other? Lovers?
Hey, have you guys fucked before? You gotta be honest.
Be honest. Have you explored each other's bodies?
How crazy would that twist be?
Wait, wait, wait. Who?
It's like Lord Arathis and Governor Frey have some sort of relationship. Is it sexual?
Have you explored each other's bodies?
We'll like, never both, know until they're in a room together.
Like evil and elvish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Like it's like, and they're like similar, but they're different.
Two last things before we head out.
They're like
and
our then we two give, big evil men.
And then we give our A pluses and flunks. Two evil men so far. So first things first. A little bit of what I wanted to set up of the barbs and stuff. Beans needs to like figure out how to save himself so that he can hopefully go and save his brother.
Yeah.
And so like as like a hint of like where we're gonna be going. And then you saw some goop at the end.
Oh yeah.
What the fuck was that?
I was like, what the fuck?
Who got gooped?
Goop is back on the menu.
Goop is always on the menu.
That's the title.
Who got gooped?
Oh, hold on.
Who got gooped?
Actually, I don't know if that can be the goop? Title because so many of our episodes have the word goop in them.
Who was goop?
I don't know. It feels like Governor Frey would
be. Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow is going to come for our ass soon if we don't stop it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But anyway, those are a couple things I wanted to point out. But
the goop?
Yeah. Do we want to do A pluses and flunks? All right, I'll go first.
That doesn't mean I have mine.
Flunk.
I know mine.
Flunk was just a couple things here and there that I forgot, like Margie's dad's name.
The last name was good. Proud Toe.
Proud Toe.
Proud Toe.
Proud Toe.
Just a couple things here and there that I forgot. I feel like I might have rushed the ending a little bit. I was trying to like stay on my toes, but I think I got caught up in some things. A plus was, I think, putting a lot in an episode that I think we had fun and we also, it also got like emotional, but it felt fun, but it also felt like satisfying to an extent.
My A plus is when Beans was okay. Actually, oh my God, I have like 5 million A pluses.
All right. Better start now so we get through all 5 million of them.
I loved the bunked beds. So good. Just so actually so good. I love when a big stalagmite falls down, the bells are ringing and things are exploding.
I was like,
that's so good.
It's like, when did that happen? It's like stalagmites.
Then I love when Bean said, did the Esther reveal, and then Esther exploded.
Bomb.
So bomb. Awesome. And my flunk is that I didn't get to glue him.
Oh my God.
I'm so heartbroken. I really, really, really wanted to glue him. And it just didn't happen.
Yeah.
Because Cherry threatened me. I should have called her. Because Apple threatened me. I should have called her bluff.
It would she was not bluffing. I'll tell you that.
Here's the thing.
She would have fucked you up.
Why would she have a problem with me gluing him to a chair?
Well, she's there for a reason.
It's ultimately harmless.
If you had glued him, he actually would have been better off because then he would have been stuck to the, he wouldn't have fallen out of the building.
The chair would have. The chair
I assume
would
it was a rolly chair.
No.
I would assume the chair had wheels.
Yeah, not in my version.
It was a smooth chair.
Yeah.
In my version, he'd be like glued there and fine.
You think the chair was like,
I guess I was imagining
into the ground.
No, I was imagining that you
bolted.
Were gluing his feet
to the ground.
To the ground from the chair.
I was just imagining you were like pouring the glue on his back, like
that's
to the
was,
chair.
That's what I was doing.
Okay. Interesting.
And I was thinking it'll soak through his clothes and glue his skin to the chair.
He's like, oh, I'm really sweaty for some reason. And he's like, wait, I can't. Whoa.
It's just, he stands up and he's got like a cheese, he's got
yeah,
the chair attached
thing.
To him.
He
yeah.
just have the chair attached
I know,
to him.
But it would have been funny.
It would have been good.
It's been humiliating.
I tripped Lord Arathis down the stairs. Next stop, glue Governor Frey to his chair.
Well,
anyway, he's definitely still alive. I vow to you, mark my fucking worms,
that
I will glue Governor Frey to a chair.
That man's getting glued.
He's getting glued.
Mark my worms.
If you goop me, hey, I got something coming your way. Glue.
Glue.
Get glooped.
Get glooped.
Anyway.
My A plus is making everybody cry.
Oh, yeah. Man.
It's my
that
favorite.
Was good stuff.
It's my favorite thing to do. I looked at every... Yeah. I started... The tears hit my eyes, and I did take a beat to look at everybody in their eyes. just to make them. Even Jared was a little teary-eyed over there.
You give me a little bit. You give me a little bit.
That's good stuff.
That's just because I set you up.
Sure.
Because I was getting you good.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I did.
With the assist.
With the assist.
Yeah, I threw up the alley-oop.
Yeah.
You just had alley-oop. All you had to do was dunk it.
That was the fucking alley-oop.
And you did.
My other A+ is Esta deciding to let
Beatrix out. Oh my God. 100%.
That was awesome.
Oh, Campbell kept looking at Lily and I desperately to help her make a decision. And we just like sat here and gave her nothing. It was like, this one's on you, buddy.
I'm either acting out a complicated system of hand signals of what I think that you should do, and usually it is like nonsensical, or I'm giving you poker face. This was a time.
Everybody at this table was stone time. Fucking cold. Yeah. Nobody was helping me make that decision.
Yeah. I said, this one's on you.
And I knew.
It had to be.
Yeah, I knew that like it was going to be quote unquote okay, because I've had that plan.
Yeah.
Spoilers, is a little Naruto. It's taken from Naruto. There's a scene where he lets out the nine-tailed fox and then something comes.
Bro, spoilers.
That shit. Oh my fucking God.
I looked up when you mentioned, like,
Jared is gripping the microphone right now. We have like big fuzzy mics, and Jared was like, he's gripping the ball. He's like digging his fingers into the foam right now.
If you put that scene on for me right now, which like I wanted to do a scene with that, but like that'll probably be the beginning of next episode.
That's fair.
But like that's bar none one, like probably my favorite episode in all of Naruto.
I have to watch it now.
I looked up God. I didn't watch anything just because I didn't want to like spoil anything for myself, but I did look up like
you'd have to go into deep lore.
Exactly. Yeah, I wasn't going into deep lore, but I was like, okay, like Naruto, like this, I wanted to understand where you were coming from. Yeah. I was like, okay, I get what's happening.
The imagery.
Yeah.
No.
So
no.
Cool.
There's the part where Naruto like it's like the last resort and it's the last thing he can do. And then he lets it out and it's like fucking rad. And it's like, let's go. But like, oh fuck.
Yeah. And that's where I made that decision from, was like, I knew it, like in Esta's like desperation, she's like, I'm unconscious. There's nothing else I can do to help my friends.
I'm very glad you
like, of course I have to do this.
I'm glad.
A+.
Even if it kills me.
A+ to exploring.
Yeah. From a narrative standpoint, I was like, please let him out. Please.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad you did. And then my flunk, well, I'm also going to flunk that Lily didn't get to kill
him. Thank you.
And then my flunk is also that I couldn't save Porkchop and fucking kill Governor Frey.
Yeah.
We'll get him. Next time.
It's like, I knew it was impossible, but I was overcome with like the urge. I was like, no, like I'm not leaving here till that fucker's dead.
Oh, that's another time I was really scared, is when I like agreed that we would bring Porkchop with us.
I was nervous too, but I was like, I will sit here and cry for the next 5 minutes if we leave Porkchop. So if we'd like this session to continue.
We were never going to leave him. I also think it's good to be scared in general.
Yeah.
But
jot that down, everyone.
I think in my mind,
if it was a good moment for Sawyer of like, God, I'm terrified to bring this guy with us. But like, I would do the same thing. For my siblings, I would do the same thing for you if it was you.
Yeah.
In my mind, it would have been if the crystal didn't explode, like the red crystal, y'all just kept fucking around and like didn't accept the deal, then Curd would have gone to kill y'all, or like Governor Frey would have gone to kill y'all, but then it probably would have been a Porkchop saving the day moment.
Oh God.
But it wouldn't have ended well, probably.
That would have made me cry even more.
That would have been like, we wouldn't have been able to do this to break, because we all four of us would be sitting here going,
I think we got the good ending. This was the good ending.
It was. This was honestly, like, things worked out. Also, I love the whole scene with like you, like me trying to get the barbs off of you and you trying to get the barbs off of Porkchop, and then you saying like, I don't want to leave him behind, and like Sawyer agreeing, like, of course we'll bring him, because like I'm looking at you and you like, now you have the same thing.
Yeah.
Like you have like basically like the first stage of what has happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so like for me to say like, no, I'm too scared to bring him with us, or like, no, I'm afraid he'll hurt us, is like to say that to you.
Yeah.
Are you scared of me too?
Yeah. I thought that scene was so powerful.
Oh, I'm gonna get to hit you guys with that one day.
Yeah, that's gonna be
Jesus.
Ooh, that's good stuff.
With that,
Campbell
sorry.
No, my A+s were just beautiful imagery the whole episode. You always describe the best like pictures.
Thank you.
A+ to handling a lot of stuff this episode, this session. A plus to Olivia for Tiny Bean's voice.
Yeah, that's so good.
Because it's gonna fuck me up every time. Oh my God, he acts so tough all the time. You know, he's just got this tough little voice, but then it like, oh, that little Russian accent with like, it kills me. My other A plus was for myself. I didn't make all of the impulsive decisions that I kind of wanted to this time, but I did make more.
Yes.
Yeah. I like,
growth.
I did some things that I was like scared of doing because I'm so protective of Esta.
Yeah.
But also like, I think she's more impulsive than I like let her be.
Ooh, deep. That's so meta. That's like, there's so many layers.
Yeah. I know.
And hey,
it's crunchy.
She survived.
Yeah, and she's fine. Unconscious on the
she
back of the Pegasus.
She got a little fucked up, but it...
Yeah, but I let her get fucked up. You know, like, I don't know. I'm so scared of her, like, getting hit. Like, just, I've always played spellcasters. So I'm always like, I'm going to hang in the back of the pack and I'm going to let everybody take... Like, I'm going to let other people run down the hallway. I'm going to let other people, like, engage, you know, the enemy or whatever. So...
Yeah.
I liked that I let myself do that.
Hell yeah.
What's your flunk?
Yeah, what's your flunk?
Can't just praise everything.
Yeah, my bad.
You can be, your flunk can be that you don't have a flunk. I feel like Lily has done that multiple times.
Hey, your flunk could be that she didn't get to glue him.
My flunk is that she didn't get to glue him.
Yes.
No, I think I don't have a flunk this episode. I think we've had so many good episodes in a row so far. Yeah,
this has been a
that have just been so like flunkless. Yeah.
And
I've had so much fun. So, a lot of flunkless content.
Hell yeah.
A lot of flunkless content. All You're welcome, everyone.
You're welcome for feeding
We're feeding you such good food.
And you guys like it,
Scrumdilyumptious.
If you liked today's food, leave a comment. Comment what your A plus and flunk is.
Yeah. You could also, if you like today's food, join our Patreon.
Yeah, join our Patreon.
Yeah.
And we feed you maybe more food. A little bit better over there.
You feed us a little, and we feed you a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what goes on over on Patreon.
If you want to feed us so that we can keep feeding you.
We are giving it
Patreon
back.
Patreon is where we are all feasting.
Yes. Join the feast.
Join the feast.
We also have a P.O. box now that will be down in the show notes.
At P.O. box Austin 78 something.
Yeah.
It'll be in this.
That's not even really close. You just said P.O. box. You didn't even give any other address.
They'll know where to
Yeah, just put Gals and Goblins P.O. box Austin 78.
Your mailman will know where to send it.
Yeah.
They know us.
They know where to go.
Complaints.
Fan mail. Shove them up your butt. Fan mail, send them to us. Complaints, put them up your butt. With lube. And
Whoa!
With that, thank you so much for listening to Study Break. Follow us on socials. Join our Discord where we chop it up, talk it up. Join our Patreon. Find out all those in the description. And thank you. We love y'all.
Stay
See ya.
Stay froggy.
Stay froggy.
Stay froggy. Mm-hmm. Stay froggy. Mm-hmm.